We are glad you're listening, and being that we're in radio for the most part, we appreciate your hearing, and we want to get some help for this morning. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month, and Belltone, the nation's leading health hearing care retailer, is helping to remove the stigma that surrounds hearing loss. And we have with us this morning Dr. Kathy McGowan. She is a doctor of audiology at Belltone. Dr. McGowan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Good morning.
We appreciate it. One of the things I see in the statement, it says here, often we are the last person to know that our hearing is going. How is it as an individual we're not aware that we're starting to get hearing loss? What's happening on the outside that other people are seeing that we are not?
Well, you know, it creeps up on you, so you don't realize that it's happening. And it just seems to you like everyone is mumbling or not speaking clearly, when in fact it's your hearing that is the problem. We often have people come in and the spouse is the one that says, you can't hear. I'm telling you, you can't hear.
So obviously there's ways for this affects you outside just of hearing something. There's things that are going on as well. So talk about some of the things that we can do to kind of help ourselves in this situation.
Well, the first and most important thing is take care of your hearing. So if you're doing something that is very, very noisy, you know, even things like weed whacking, mowing the lawn, it's very important to wear hearing protection because you do want to take care of the hearing that you have. But unfortunately, there's so many things in life that can affect us that we don't realize. Medications, high fevers, aging process, so many things that can cause damage to your hearing that it can unfortunately get bad. And the most important thing is to get it checked. A hearing evaluation will let you know where you are. It can also help you see if you're doing things that are causing damage. And so we recommend that everybody get their hearing checked at least once a year. And the nice thing is that if you come to Belltone, it's free.
What is the procedure? What type of things are happening during a hearing check? What are we doing?
Well, the first thing we do is we do a pure tone test to find out where your hearing levels are. And then we're going to do some speech testing to find out the very softest sounds that you can hear, and then also find out how well you understand speech. And then we'll oftentimes get out some hearing aids and put them on you and let you see what they sound like, let you touch them and feel them and play with them and go over that whole process and explain. We use video otoscopy so we can let you see what's going on inside your own ear, and we explain the whole process very thoroughly.
You mentioned something about medication can affect your hearing. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did.
So
there are a lot of ototoxic medications out there, even things that you don't realize. A lot of your NSAIDs, so aspirin, ibuprofen in high amounts, any of the anti-inflammatories, they can all be ototoxic, especially in higher doses and for long periods of time. So it often will cause a ringing in your ear, tinnitus that you don't realize is happening. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, wow, that ringing is really bugging me. And come to find out it's because you've been taking a lot of anti-inflammatories.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Kathy McGowan, doctor of audiology at Belltone. What is the technology used now in hearing aids? What are the? I've heard that they're sort of, you know, very small or not as big as maybe some people might remember them. And you might even not know that someone has one. Talk about that.
You know, we are trying to make hearing aids less of a stigma. But really, when you think about it, hearing loss is not necessarily a problem for just old people. We have babies that get fit with hearing aids. So it's definitely a problem that you can get at any age. But they are all fully digital. They're very small. Oftentimes, there's just a tiny little bud that fits in the ear, and then the other piece fits up and over. They're all connectable to apps. They use Bluetooth. You can do so many things on your own. They really do get rid of background noise now. They're very, very flexible and adaptable, and they're actually very fun. It's a fun time to be an audiologist.
What are some of the stigmas that still people have with hearing aids or their hearing or other people that might not be able to hear? What do you hear from them?
Well, you know, they associate hearing loss with being old, and nobody wants to be thought of as old. So they don't want anybody to think that they might have a hearing problem. But in fact, it's absolutely not the case. Like I said, you can get hearing loss at any age. And it's actually much more noticeable to not hear very well than it is to actually address the problem and take care of it. And it also, you know, it can cause people to think that you're, you know, losing it when you don't hear very well. If somebody's asked you the same question three times, and in their mind, they're thinking, okay, what's going on here?
Right. What cognitive issues is that person having that they're not able to understand me? Or maybe, you know, if your back is to them, you might have said something and they not hear it as well. Also, I've heard, or they've talked about in other interviews I've done, there's an isolation that starts to occur, right? I guess because you're not...
Absolutely. You know, Helen Keller actually said that if she could get one of her senses back, she would take her hearing back, because your hearing is what connects you to your environment. And, you know, your hearing never shuts off. It's even on when you sleep. And so when you don't hear, you're completely shut inside yourself, completely isolated. And it's, you don't have that communication with your loved ones and with the world itself. And, you know, if anything, the last couple of years has shown us is that being isolated is very unhealthy.
What are some tips, I guess, if people have good hearing at this point, or they think they do, that we can still protect our hearing? What recommendations do you have just for us getting through our day to protect our hearing?
So, you know, we live in Cleveland, and all of us like to go to sporting events and things. Unfortunately, some of them can be very loud. I went to a Cavs game a couple years ago, and I have a little sound meter on my phone, and I actually measured the sound in the arena. It was over 130 decibels. So that's pretty loud. And so I know, you know, my family tells me that I'm a total geek, but I would recommend wearing hearing protection for even something like that. Anything over 85 decibels is too loud. So you want to wear hearing protection for anything like that. Mowing your lawn, of course, any sort of firing any guns or anything. Using your weed whacker, chainsaws, power saws, some even shop vacs, things like that can be over 85 decibels. But take care of it. Wear hearing protection when it's necessary. If you are taking any medication, you want to have that conversation with your doctor to find out if any of them could be possibly ototoxic and if there might be a substitute that you could take.
Sounds good. I remember in the days I'd go to a rock concert, and it was a little bit of a rite of passage to wake up the next morning with your ears ringing, and you're thinking, I can't hear anything,
right?
You know, but then you realize that wasn't a very smart idea. And now I see parents taking their kids to ball games, and they'll have ear protection on there as well, because they're looking out for their kids as well. But, it's things to keep in mind as well. And I know that I've got doing some yard work and the lawnmower and everything going. By the way, those professionals that are doing the lawns, they've got the hearing protection. I see them out there all the time with the ears and all the different safety protections. So we should keep some advice from them, and because they know what they're doing. Kathy, if we need to get some more information about what we've talked about today, get information about getting a hearing test or maybe the hearing aids, where's a good place to start?
Beltone.com.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kathy McGowan joining us, Doctor of Audiology at Beltone here this morning.